Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the exclusive Monday Only podcast. It's, I think all of us. Is Red familiar? I think the merch crick might be fixing it, but Red, I think that Scout might have pissed on the couch up front. She's quite the little pisser.
I only said it because Anna almost sat right in it, and yeah. Then she decided to pull up a chair right next to it.
It was only clean seat in the whole house.
When you see piss, will you please report piss? Please.
Yeah, see something, say something.
Yeah,
see,
this is the first I'm hearing of it. Sorry.
You're good, Red. I only brought it up because I thought it was funny that Anna almost sat in it, but Bubba did say that it is his facilite.
Erica is cleaning it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Erica.
That dog pisses and shits everywhere. Does it? You know what?
It just gets excited.
I think it has pee pads at home.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, she well, okay.
She doesn't get excited like she does here.
Okay.
Maybe.
She Lincoln logged the upstairs last Friday.
No.
Yeah. She Lincoln logged the and I walk upstairs. I'm like, what? And two nice little Lincoln logs laid on top of each other.
Oh man, Merch Crick was on it.
Yeah, Merch Crick picks up more piss and shit from that dog. Than anybody, but she loves it.
Is that what you're gonna say?
She doesn't have a problem with it. Okay.
What does she have a problem with, man? Because she's too cool about everything.
Are you trying to say she doesn't have boundaries?
She's not allowed to have a problem with nothing. She's not allowed. I mean, what is there to have a problem?
Nothing.
With?
Nothing. I had some issues on Friday, and you were like call Birch Creek, and I did, and she was great, and it's like I needed a shirt because I got a photo shoot after this. You know, get the shirt from the Merch Crick. You know, hey, there's pee on the couch. Merch Crick, she's on it. Like,
yeah.
It's just everything, man.
I'm saying.
Is she on payroll?
Even no.
Oh, fuck.
And so, your problem.
What did you say?
Me?
What? No, Lummy said something.
She's on daddy's dick? Is that what you said?
Lummy, that's a little...
That was inappropriate.
Wait, can we get that clear?
Lummy,
can you say that clearly?
Lummy, that's a little creepy.
That is.
Can you say that again?
Take it back immediately.
I take that back immediately. I don't know
Jesus,
what happened.
She's on daddy's dick. That's just not cool.
I love podcasts, Lummy.
I'm sorry,
you fucking degenerate.
I take it back.
I mean, he's not wrong.
I take it back.
Even if she is on my dick, I mean, like, what's it? You know, that's
not
to be spoke
for
of.
You.
You know what? Don't be my dick wingman.
Okay.
Let's
I'm sorry.
See if you, my dick doesn't need a wingman.
It doesn't.
My dick don't need a wingman.
My dick.
Your
VIP.
Your dick needs a wingman.
Yes.
Your dick needs ID.
Your dick don't fucking throw a toy in destiny because your bitch runs your dick.
That's right.
Bitch.
You run your bitch.
So speaking of your bitch running your dick.
Yes.
My bitch don't run my dick.
No, it does. She doesn't.
Tell you that right now.
Nope.
So, Lummy, that's what brings me to my next topic, and that is my stepfather, God bless his soul, rest in peace, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. And by the way, I sent you that link for Alex Stein.
Oh, you did?
Yes. This is so good, Bubba. He's in so much trouble.
I texted him. He said that he'll get through to it.
He'll get through. He's going to. This guy almost had a heart attack, and now he's going through it again.
Oh, Jesus.
Listen, it's almost got a million views.
So listen, shut up for a second. So let me listen.
Yes, sir.
So Saturday, did you go through the shoes?
Yes, I did.
Is there any that you wanted?
All of them. I'm even wearing his. I've worn all his shoes. Everyone I got.
All right. So
see this one here too.
So my. So
yeah,
we go.
Yeah, I got a pair.
We nice. Go. My stepfather wore a 3X. I wear a 3X, but I wear a 3X regular 3X, and Lummy, and my stepfather Eddie. Wore a 3XX, like 3XXT tall.
Yes.
So the shirts, you know, like his, like, he has some unbelievable Tommy Bahama shirts.
Oh, Bubba, I don't like where this is going.
And so my mom, is getting, she's finally found, you know, like she's fine. It's been a year and 3 months.
Estate sale?
And no. She's not selling anything. She wants to give it away.
Okay.
She says, no, she's like, I'm not going to sell my dead husband's clothes. I want to give them away. And so I went over there on Saturday. And
fasted.
Yeah, I was fucking hangry, and my mom's like, "Fuitness, you're so irritable when you do this diet stuff." And I go, "Shut up, mom!
Shut up, bitch!
I'm fucking dying right now."
She's like, "Practice your shuffleboard."
She's like, "Well, let's just go to Culver's and get you one of those real good tenderloins." And I'm like, "Mom, I fucking wish I could." But I'm really trying to have some willpower here.
They got the walleye sandwich back, brother.
Bubba, how the fuck are you on a diet if you had the pizzarilla last week? How are you on a fucking diet if you have a chizza?
Listen to me. Fucking listen to me.
Okay.
Anna will tell you. If you do 18, 19 hours, you can have
chizzas
within your feeding, within your feeding period.
That's all you fucking eat.
I mean, so like my feeding period opened up at 7 a.m. My feeding period 7 to noon, 7 a.m. to noon. Well, I get a little fruit deal, and I eat some peanuts over here. And then as soon as I get off the air, right at 12, I have my big meal. And I can literally have anything. I can have a fucking pizza. I can have some French fries.
Okay.
I can have a fucking quarter pounder.
Get on that, Dick Daddy.
But then you're done. Then I'm done till 7 a.m. And in that 4-hour window, you really can't eat more than a couple thousand calories. You just can't. I mean, unless I just tuck my mouth underneath an ice cream machine for the entire fucking time. It's like but I'm just saying. Like, Anna will tell you. Like,
I got a great visual of that.
But Anna will tell you, like, you don't have to be on a diet, like, as far as food.
You don't have to be really restrictive in terms of what you're eating. Because usually you just can't eat that much in a couple-hour window.
So,
all right, sorry. I didn't mean to disrespect your diet or call it into question.
So, the churro I ate right at noon. I only ate half of it. And you can have fast food if you're in this intermittent fasting. Listen, the time of fasting is more important than the type of food.
Okay, I'm learning.
You can eat anything. You can and I'm up to about, I'm working towards 20 hours. I'm at 19. I'm at 18 and a half, 19 now.
Nice.
I fucking killed it. I'm back on track.
Yeah, you look great.
I'll be.
I'm rock hard.
Thanks,
Bubba. I got you.
I think I'll be in the 60s in 2 or 3 weeks.
Nice.
Fuck yeah, Daddy.
So anyway, Lummy, I go there and my stepdad had some unbelievable nice shirts, like shirts that you would wear. You know, you and Ashley go out to a ball game, or you know, like, and you might wear a button down with
every
some,
ball game
with some khaki shorts or something like that. You're always wearing, you know, you're not always wearing your what you wear. Usually you'll dress up a little bit,
correct?
And so my mom wanted me to take all these clothes that I, by the way, if they fit, I would take every one of them.
This is very disturbing, Bubba, just so you know.
Lovey, does it kind of freak you out that you're wearing dead man's clothes?
Jeff and I bonded a long time ago over our clothes, and we know how hard it is for people to find it, and his shoes are comfortable.
Here's what I suggested my mom.
Your t-shirts, Lummy?
Here's what I suggested my mom. She wanted me to bring all this shit into you to look at.
Okay, perfect.
I'm like, Mom, Lummy doesn't live that far from you.
Yes.
And I said, why don't him and Ashley one day...
Bring Walker over.
Because...
She just wants to see the kids.
We don't have to then.
Yeah, I would keep the name, you know, because, you know, she's what an older woman says and what she means is two different things.
She's like little kids.
She loves little kids, but she doesn't probably want Walker rip roaring around while she's trying to get Lummy clothed up. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because that way she can't get Lummy alone in the closet.
Shut up. So, I mean,
she's
didn't
trying
know.
Trying to fuck Colton.
I didn't know if you wanted to go there one day after work, or you maybe Ashley meet you, because she might be the finding you to, like, she might, no, I don't like that on you, or yes, I like that on you, or something like that. So, can we arrange a day that you go over there? And
can we film it?
Well, I mean, I guess we probably could.
I mean, Bubba, I mean, he's go. I mean, this is.
Well, it depends on your mom too, because she may not want to be on film.
Well, she would.
Yeah, okay. But you sifting through his dad's clothes and shoes and all that shit. Like, I gotta see that. Like, I have to see that. Is that wrong?
No. And yes, he has probably 20 belts. He has ties. He has dress shirts. He has athletic shirts. He's got Tommy Bahama shirts. He's got Tory Pines. What's that real famous?
Be dressed
Tory
like
Pines?
A retired Floridian already.
Yeah, Tory Pines. Tory Pines.
He's got some.
Does he have some fedoras?
He has some golf shirts. Some very famous golf courses.
Does this seem creepy or is this?
No,
just,
it's not fucking.
I'm
creepy.
I'm just asking.
You're the one trying to make it fucking creepy.
I'm just asking. I know Lummy is.
Let's make it creepy. Oh goddamn, Lummy, you're gonna be wearing some fucking creepy ass shit from my dad's grave.
I'm wearing his shoes right now. I don't feel creepy.
You tried to make it be creepy 15 times. You and Anna trying to make this thing.
It's just a little weird. He's fully his new wardrobe is from that guy.
I'm not wearing his underwear. I mean, are they giving me?
My
underwear?
God, no, it's dress shirts that you know what?
Yeah.
Lummy wears dress shirts all the fucking time.
I bet you. And some of them are so nice. Like some of them have never been worn. God damn, I'm trying to turn a fucking nice gesture and Seth and Otto over here fucking being a bunch of assholes.
Well, I mean,
trying to fucking make it a bad thing.
Sponjo,
I feel that's an honor.
You're treating it like it's a fucking, you know, they're looting during a hurricane. It's like, go in there, just grab all of Jeff's old shit. Lummy, it's going to fit you. You're going to love it. I mean, you know, Lummy makes a good living. His woman makes a good living. He can afford some clothes.
Bullshit. I mean, hold on. I'm just telling you right now. If an affluent person has some really really nice clothes,
you go through them.
Yeah, of course you do.
We have to pay for more
material. You of all people.
Oh, yeah. I don't have enough fashion sense to sift through anybody's fucking clothes, alive or dead. Where did you get your fashion sense from? Where did you steal all your clothes from?
If Jeff had some Chicago Bear, Chicago White Sox jerseys, he'd be over there in 10 seconds.
He's got Blackhawk jerseys.
Oh. Well, jerseys are different.
He's got Cub jerseys. He's got Bulls jerseys. He was a Chicago.
Do you feel pressure to accept all this clothing?
No, I feel honored.
Yes.
Let me. Here's the deal. Yes. If you don't, and here's the thing. Here's what my mom wants to emphasize.
Yeah.
If you don't want any of it, don't take it.
Yeah, just don't take it.
Because she's literally going to take it down. There's a woman that lives in her community that like works at the like volunteers at the Salvation Army.
Just go to Goodwill.
That's what the fuck she's going to do.
Don't you just drop it off in a fucking bag. You don't have to fucking know somebody.
Hey, Bubba.
You don't have an
hey,
in.
Bubba,
all right,
Bubba.
Shit, man. I'm sorry, dude. I got a little carried away. I'm sorry.
Bubba,
I'm sorry.
Bubba. They're trying to give away stuff that I would be happy
fight,
to
fight,
accept.
Fight, fight.
Yeah, beat him up.
Can you beat him up like that black chick in Fort Lauderdale?
Over there. Bubba, I'm mouthy motherfucker needs his whip.
Pull his weave off.
Bubba, I am so honored that I have this opportunity because I do.
Bubba,
right now,
he's got some really nice stuff.
You don't have to
really
sell that, Bubba.
You see the shoes that I've that
I'm wearing them.
I know. You and I see this in a very pure, good way.
Yes.
These are the fucks that are trying to make it something that it's not.
And
these
people,
two fucks.
And these would fight and fucking
two people,
kill us for a nickel
and,
on the ground.
Oh, yeah, yeah. These two people will fucking arm wrestle you for a nickel.
I'll be down for a dime.
Yeah.
And these are like $100
shirts
right goddamn, now.
Let's not talk about a silver dollar collection that Seth would love to have. Some 1886 silver dollars. Get back to me on that one.
But doesn't that say something that the two Jews are the ones that are kind of creeped out about this?
Because you don't see that it's like $120 shirt.
I do. I do. Listen, I get it. It's just, it's a little odd. That's all.
Okay, Anna, let's say you had an aunt.
I do have an aunt.
Who was, you know, very fashionable. Okay. And she wore the very same size that you do. Okay.
But I get the analogy.
No, you're not me. You're interrupting.
And then she dies, Anna. You ready?
And she dies unexpectedly.
Right.
And she doesn't have, you know, old woman shit. She's got really fashionable shit that, you know, you would like.
Sure.
And you're going to try to tell me that if your mom says, hey, listen, you know, Aunt McGillicuddy died and she had the same size as you and she's got some unbelievable cute, you know, yoga stuff and, you know.
I don't know. I might feel kind of weird taking Auntie Barbara's fucking old yoga pants.
You know, not when, not when it's hard for you to find that kind of stuff.
You and Seth can fuck off.
All right. I get the point.
Because they don't realize that finding a 3XLT.
I get it. I get it.
It's like finding a Bitcoin?
Well, not only that, but.
Can you just go on fucking Amazon and buy clothes? I didn't understand it was that hard.
No, because those don't even fit that well either. You have to understand different cuts and different materials.
Let me. Fuck these two.
Yeah, fuck them.
I'm mad at both of them.
Good.
And they can both fuck off.
Fuck
and you know what? I'm going to put you on a text. You, Ashley, and my mom.
Okay.
And you guys figure out when you want to go over there.
Okay, perfect.
Is Ashley all about this, Lummy?
Fuck yeah.
I got to think that... Ashley, when you know what? Fuck God. Bubba, he's lying.
No, I'm not. Listen, I'm being God's honest truth, three fingers up. 1,000,000% Ashley's all about it. She finds it awesome. I mean, she understands how hard it is.
She finds it awesome.
Well, she finds it out. She knows how hard it is for me to find clothes.
These are
very nice clothes, as Bubba said. And I love these shoes. I wear all these shoes. Jeff and I had very similar taste.
Bubba, can we do Lummy Fashion Show?
No, but we can do You Shut the Fuck Up Show. That's what we can do.
Okay, that show sucks for me. You sure, like, Lummy can't shred his stuff up and down the stage?
He's going to have, like, golf cleats on with, like, a t-shirt and a tie.
This is... Bubba, does he have any like anything cool, like any objects that I could sell other than clothes?
He had several dollars.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's got all kinds of cool shit.
I like cool shit. Maybe I can have my turn over there one day. Take it for a spin like I'm looting during Hurricane Andrew.
I did sell his bike, Lummy, to a guy for $300.
I'm surprised Colton didn't get in on that deal.
Yeah, it's a $900 bike.
Sure. A bicycle or a Harley?
No, a bicycle.
Oh, I could have used it.
He had a badass bike.
Oh, Bubba, you know what? I would have given you probably $350 on that one.
Oh, if I would have known you would have had it, I would have given it to you for free.
He probably has that tall bike, too.
He does.
We talked about it.
Why don't you just fucking move into his house, Lummy?
It was a $900 bike, and my mom sold it for
$300. Oh, damn, that's a steal.
And they're like $1,150 new, and the used ones are going for like $800. And I told my mom, just, you know what? The guy that does her air conditioning shit, he wanted it. And I said, just tell him to give him three. So he gave my mom $300.
Oh, it's someone you guys knew. That's good.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So can we get into the Alex Stein stuff so that we can get over, be done with this, so that Seth can do his little fuckboy photo shoot, and then I can do the various taping that I need to do today, too.
And thank God I don't have to talk about Justin Fields. Get into Alex Stein.
Lummy, what is Alex Stein in trouble for?
So, if you read, okay.
So, I want to get. I'm already over. You guys have gotten me so fucking mad. I'm already
you really
over.
Mad?
Yeah.
So during Laura Trump's interview,
try
so
to do something nice, and you guys stick a fucking shit on it.
His producer just.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Had a baby, so he brought the baby, the real baby, and Larry Trump was holding
baby Tiffany.
Yeah, and then Alex Stein used a baby doll to pretend to punt a baby off the set, and then later on slammed the baby down and lit it on fire. And then
he's gonna get fired.
Then kicked it with a Biden shoe.
I know.
So she just threw up a little bit.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
Here, just hold. Just here.
So that's a real baby.
So yes. This is a real baby, and yes. This woman works for Alex. She's
no,
a producer.
No, that's Laura Trump.
That's Laura Trump.
Oh, Laura Trump.
Yes.
All right, that's Eric's wife.
Yes.
As in the president's son's. It's the
president's daughter-in-law.
Yeah, Well, I'm sorry. The former president's daughter-in-law. Yes.
Here's the burp rap in case she throws up.
Oh my God.
So I would like you, if you could just give her a signed copy of Baby Tiffany. So do you have your book?
Do you have a pen or something, Jimmy?
Oh, I have a pen.
I'm gonna hold her up.
Alex is lucky to even have a Trump in there and to pull some fuckery.
He's had her on a couple times.
I understand.
Well, this
that.
Is why, you know, Bubba, I think he's done shit like this before. When I saw him kick a baby, it didn't stand out to me. But I think because
it's Laura's Trump.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because there's a Trump associated with it. Then, let me say, the Democrats and the Republicans are both going after him.
Yeah,
right. As they probably should.
Where's your butt?
Please stop using. Please, honestly, Jimmy, you're going too far by giving her the baby and all this stuff.
We have a Tiffany in our family.
We didn't go over this that you're going to give her the baby.
No,
it's
okay. It's okay.
She likes my necklace and my hair.
Wait, do you have the book?
Oh, I don't have a copy of the book.
Okay, well, good. I brought a backup. You can just sign this. Just say, to baby Tiffany, love, Laura. Sorry, I don't have a free hand, so you're going to have to hold the baby still.
I'm doing it all. Wait.
Now, this is her child, right?
No,
that's
his kid.
It's his kid.
He's doing like a bit, Bubba.
This is
a Stein bit.
All right, so hold on. So Laura Trump's in there.
Yeah.
As a guest. And this dude right here is a producer, and he's bringing his new baby in for Lord Trump to hold?
Correct.
For content. Right.
And now is asking her to write something for the baby?
While she's holding the baby.
Yeah, so just do this.
Casual.
Baby Tiff. Baby Tiffany.
Baby Tiff.
Gosh, Jimmy, we've told you so many times to stop bringing your baby on set.
Jimmy,
I don't know why
I'm sick
you keep doing this.
And your dumb baby on our set! Ah! Oh, that's what we do with babies on our set.
Oh, come on.
But that you can clearly see. You can clearly see it's not the baby. It's just a doll. What's the big fucking deal?
Ah! Oh my God. That's what we do with babies on our set.
It's Snitsky doing this on Monday Night Raw 20 years ago.
We're not allowed to punt real babies.
Gosh, Primetime television.
Okay, sorry, I'll get off
set. Jimmy, get off set. Okay, just leave the baby with me.
We're good. We'll do.
All right, guys. This has been a tremendous interview with the one, the only, Laura Trump.
What the hell?
Oh, crap. I'm trying to burn this, trying to catch this baby doll on fire. Jimmy, I cut it on fire. Is this bad or is this good? And that's why I always like to use a real baby. Like, you see this fake baby, you can just hit the baby and kick the baby. I mean, that's not good. I mean, you can just do anything to this baby. You can just kick it and the Trump Biden. Sometimes I'll take off my shoe. I like to grab the baby.
Ew.
I like to hold the baby like this. And I like to, you can zoom in. I just hit the baby.
Hey, you can see Laura Trump's way gone. Yeah. From this.
Yep.
She ran off the set.
This is shot Bubba, way after she's gone or before.
What do you think?
Let me see.
I just hit the baby's head as hard as I can.
This is horrible.
Alex Stein's School of Babysitting.
Well, the reason number 1 million why I'll never let you babysit. But Laura.
This is how I babysit.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, give me the baby. Time to babysit. This is how I was reared as a child, and that's why I became so strong.
I mean, that explains a lot. So you got hit in the head as a child. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, my dad told you he hit me on the head a bunch. Bro, baby, maybe if you stopped worrying about your damn baby and started letting it smoke, you'd actually be a good father. They actually say that if you get your kid and you make him smoke a pack of cigarettes all at once and you get him violently ill from nicotine poisoning, the chances of him smoking again is very low.
We're losing viewers
right now, Jimmy. I'm freaking almost lighting this doll on fire. I'm going to burn the baby's hand. Will that help us get viewers?
To me, it's hack. It's hack.
Well, some people said
he's Alex is far better than this. I mean, am I right?
He tries everything. You know, some shit hits, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, but there's going to be a shit that hits that gets him fucking hit so
hard.
But
we've said that like
fired.
6 times and he's still there.
I'm telling you.
But it's the thing
when
is.
You got both parties that are now coming down on you over this shit. But I find it sophomoric at best.
Great word.
I don't think it should be anything to cancel a guy. Obviously, Laura Trump wasn't there during this. When the real baby was there, Laura Trump handled it with respect. There was nothing to put the real baby in danger or anything like that.
But is there anything to be upset about?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, this is just a stupid sophomore bunch of bullshit. It's not right. It's not left. It's not for any cause. It's not about abortion. It's not about immigrants. It's being stupid. Like, I mean, I don't know that there's anything politically that either side could sink their teeth into. I don't think, but sure. I mean, what do you think?
I think they're trying to jam up Laura Trump, I think, as part of this.
That's what it is, because she was on the show. He was telling me it's trolls and gay conservatives. And then I guess he's trying to come back at some of the trolls.
But she didn't have anything to do with what she
just
was.
Her presence,
she's
I
been,
think.
But yeah. Bubba, she's been, and I read up on all this because I was wondering what the big deal is. She's been, her parenting's been called into question before for certain things. So
like what?
I think there was one time there was a video that she posted, I don't know, where she was like telling her kid to do something like walk and he was crying or something along those lines. But there's
some
been
tough love shit.
There's
man.
Been yeah, a couple
that's
of incidents where her parents
abrasive love.
Yeah, so that's where this came from.
I sent you one of his posts that he kind of went after. He sent it to me too. This is one of the chicks, I guess, it's a council person that's behind like a lot of the hate. And I guess she had posted a picture that says everyone knows I've had an abortion. And she's like saying how horrible it was for Alexine to do that to a baby. So he kind of.
What's up, council? It's me, Primetime 99 Alexine. I know you guys know who I am.
This is what?
This is when he got thrown out in New York, too. He put that on.
This was the second video he was talking
Obviously,
about.
I'm world known, and I'm also very close friends with the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump. And it's sad that you guys are allocating all our resources to arrest the president, but you guys are doing nothing about the Venezuelans that are cooking rats on the street. So I have the man himself. President Trump, are you there, sir? The answers. But no, seriously, you guys are spending all these resources trying to...
Was Trump not that there?
But he's calling. It's ringing. You can hear it.
Arrest the president. When we know that the city is crumbling, we know that crime is at a rate where all these people are talking about. President Trump, are you there?
Well, of course, you know, we know that the city, I'm not supposed to be there. I'm not supposed to come there and because they have a judge, a terrible judge. His name is
Andrew. You have testimony for this? I don't care about that, President. Do you have?
What's up, a little sexy Latino? I love her. Look at that.
That's the one in the picture.
What's that?
That's one in the picture that's going after him and had the.
She's hot as hell.
I would ask that you please
have some respect
to the testimony.
Hey, you're just a d***y councilwoman.
I just don't want the video.
Councilwoman, hey, President Trump, just go ahead. She's too.
You could fill your thing. You can finish your testimony.
People are going to do what they're going to do, and unfortunately, what's happening is terrible. You know, they don't want to hear me talk about this.
I would ask that you please stick to the topic for today's hearing.
They're coming after me, and it's awful to see what they're doing. You know, you saw peekaboo, Letitia James. She got peekabooed by the FBI yesterday. She got peekabooed. She got booed worse than I did in Philadelphia, and it's a shame to see what happened. And they love me.
Do you have any testimony? Related to the topic at hand.
This is okay. Have some respect.
I need to know. Do you have topic testimony related to the topic?
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do about it?
No. Don't worry about him, sir.
I'm the president.
Sorry, can you please? Excuse me. Can you please?
This is a real shit show, isn't it?
I love it.
I mean, I'm the president.
I love it. I fucking love. Now this is the kind of shit that he needs to do, not.
Kick babies.
Kick dead fucking babies. You know,
they're not dolls.
Don't fuck with babies.
Why don't you call him today, Bubba?
Ask him to leave. Please ask him to leave.
Do you even know who the president is?
Please ask him to leave.
I don't know why. Listen, Sandy, I'm going to sue you. What do you mean? I'm here trying to talk. The president's trying to talk. I don't know what's going on.
Do you have something related
to
this topic?
The crime in New York City, Sandy, but you're to know that I'm here to talk about the...
Sergeant, please. Sir.
Yeah, where he messed up, Lummy, is he should have had his little Lummy camera guy do a wide view so you could see...
He said he fucked up on that.
The president is allowing you to speak. No, she's not. This is disrespect. Listen, you don't understand how rules work.
Listen, why don't you just kick him out?
Sergeant, can we please have order here in this courthouse?
This guy run around and just yell whatever he wants. It's funny how...
You have nothing on topic. You have nothing on topic. No, you don't. You have nothing on topic, sir.
I'm trying to do the testimony. I'm
Did he say it's because he's white?
Yes. Yeah. He said the black guy. He said the black guy can run around and do what he wants, but I'm a white guy. You shut me down.
Listen, what are you guys talking about? I'm trying to do the testimony.
Run the rest of the 6 seconds, please.
I'm trying to do the testimony.
Time is up. Time is up. Thank you.
Wait, how are y'all gonna do this while this guy's walking or talking during my speech?
Yeah,
how
and that guy's talking. You weren't. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm allowed to have Donald Trump. The president's allowed to talk
on this mic. No, y'all are ridiculous. Yeah, hey, President Trump, are you there?
Of course, I'm listening to him.
I didn't get my three minutes. President Trump. What? This guy interrupted my speech. Why are you grabbing me? Am I under arrest? Am I under arrest? Why are you touching me, ma'am? Why are you touching me? Am I under arrest? Well, no, I'm trying to do my speech. I get interrupted by him. I get interrupted by SpongeBob Squarehair. I'm trying to do my speech, Shane. Can I just do my 3 minutes?
SpongeBob Squarehair. Boy, he ate that one, too, you see.
What do you mean my time's up? No, President Trump. President Trump, what do you have to say? They're kicking me out of here, President Trump.
I think what's happening, you know, they would do the same thing to me. They'd throw me at Rikers Island. I mean...
See, now they're trying to turn my mic off.
Now these people are doing horrible things to you.
Well, I don't know.
These people are doing horrible things to you.
For what? President Trump, they're screwing you over. President Trump. Here, let's see if we can get on this microphone.
Let's see.
Wait, why are you guys touching me? I didn't get my 3 minutes. Sandy, I'm going to sue you, Sandy. I'm going to sue you, girl. You're going to lose again. Where'd you get that haircut? Sally's Beauty Supply? Is that where you got it, girl? Oh, why don't you, go arrest more innocent black people?
Hey, when you're ready.
Cody, I would like to de-escalate this toxic tension with my beautiful sign. It says, we, the youth of New York, want you to invest in our future.
Wow.
Look at this.
Wow.
Made a fucking sign. That's why sign left it in. That's so great.
Howdy. My name is Batman. But I'm not Bruce Wayne. I'm here representing.
Oh my God.
What the f-
Yeah. Man, New York is fucked.
God, he's amazing.
They're more fucked than the Bears. The Bears. The fuck are they thinking?
Well,
you get a sixth round. You hold on.
Conditional.
Yeah.
Fourth rounder.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't forget.
All right. So let's call it a fourth rounder.
Yeah. If Justin Fields wins the starting job, okay, then it'll be a fourth rounder.
But you know, he's got Russell Wilson ahead of him, which, you know, right? He's already QB2. So it's a fucking sixth rounder unless, you know, Wilson tears an Achilles fourth play in like Aaron Rodgers. But, I mean, the Bears couldn't fuck this up anymore. You went and got this guy Justin Fields to be your guy. You never, ever, ever gave him any fucking type of wide receiver core, ever. Ever
until last year,
and so by last year's standards, he improved dramatically.
Yes,
showed signs of brilliance, and you got the number one overall pick, and you couldn't have flubbed it up or fucked it up even more. Even if you planned on taking the Caleb Williams guy, you should have fluffed up fucking Justin Fields a whole lot more than you did. You fleeced yourself. The Bears fleeced themselves. This is right along the lines of the Trubisky fucking move up.
All right. There's a lot I want to say here, but...
Say it, bitch!
To me, the Bears fucked it up because I think everybody, a lot of people knew, and I was hoping because I like Justin Fields. He's a great kid. The locker room loved him. The fans loved him. I thought that they were going to give him a chance. When you started seeing that around the combine, it was leaking out that they love Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams is going to be the guy. But what happened was... Fucking Russell Wilson signed with somebody. Kenny Pickett got fucking traded. Sam Howell got fucking traded. Gardner Minshew signed with somebody. Jimmy Garoppolo signed with somebody. There were all these fucking quarterback moves, and the Bears were the only ones that were left fucking hanging with Justin Fields to the point where there were no spots left. So I don't know if their plan was that
they completely too late played it, right?
Well, I mean,
they should have got into the quarterback fray way sooner.
I think Justin Fields is worth more than that, but I believe the league had them in a fucking chokehold because the league knew they were going to draft Caleb Williams. So what is the point in giving up extra compensation if you know that they're going to end up having to get rid of him anyway?
Well, I think we have to go, but cut to short show.
Can I hear what Lummy and Rhett think about it?
I'm going to do mine, and then, okay. Then Lummy and Rhett.
And then Anna?
I'd like to weigh in on the Bears,
so,
please.
Here's where the Bears fucked up. Fundamentally, they need to stick with Justin Fields. Period. Take the fucking pick and get a wide receiver, offensive lineman, and because I don't think Justin Fields is the ass bucket that they're portraying him to
be. That's the thing. I don't think a lot of people are like, he sucks. I don't think he's sixth round sucks, but the Bears put that with him, and the Bears said they wanted to take care of him, and I don't think they did.
So I think fundamentally my argument ends with I fundamentally disagree with the drafting of Caleb Williams, that he's going to be the end-all be-all and just literally getting nothing, virtually nothing for the guy that was supposed to be all that in a bag of chips. I think you fucked it up worse than you could fuck it up, and that is just the analyzation of talent and Justin Fields' skill set and being willing to quit, not hang in there. The guy never had anybody. The guy never had an Aaron Rodgers or a Brett Favre or a Tom Brady or anybody to show him at all. They threw him to the fucking wolves, did they not? And he never had an opportunity to develop. He's just now starting to develop, and they get rid of him.
Yes, the first year. I mean, the thing is, too, is their GM did not draft Justin Fields. So he's been there for 2 years, and now he's got a chance to – he's built a pretty solid team.
Thumbprint on his team.
What it is, Bubba, it's like, do these guys want to tie their future to Justin Fields, you know? And I think that they decided they didn't want to. You know, they passed on quarterbacks last year, which I totally get. And they made a great draft move. They got DJ Moore. They got other guys. They had the first pick this year because of that move. But I just I get it. But I love Justin Fields for a lot of reasons. I'm not saying he's the greatest quarterback in the world, but there's this thing in football where it's either you're Patrick Mahomes or you fucking suck. And I feel like there's just a middle ground of other quarterbacks that live there that could be getting better, and I feel like Fields is one of them.
Rhett and Lummy, before we close the show.
I'll make it quick. I think it was a horrible trade. I mean, for a Tampa Bay fan, I would have loved to have Justin Fields for a fourth-round pick, at least as a backup.
Rhett, see if you dance with me on this. I don't think that there's a fucking team in the NFL right now that has a really good starter that wouldn't give up a fourth rounder for Justin Fields.
I don't think so. There was the report that other teams had called the Bears that same week, and most of those teams had envisioned Fields being a backup for them.
Right.
Yeah, I guess he turned down four, but I texted Seth and I told him that was a horrible trade. The Bears did up. In my opinion, I would have kept Fields a little bit longer. They weren't paying him that much money. They had room to keep him.
The NFL is a what have you done for me lately league, and if I'm not mistaken, I think it's 9 wins over the last 3 seasons.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that's tough, though, is they were rebuilding, you know? I mean, they stripped it all down, so I know those stats get put on him, but, you know, I'm not to me, pitchers, win-loss record doesn't matter, and to me, quarterback, I don't know if win-loss matters so much as, you know, the whole team goes around him.
It is what have you done for me lately, but you have to have some consistency in the general manager role. In the general manager role, you have to see his insight through. And so when you're making all these big general manager moves
and coaching,
you're going to have all this inconsistency with different theories and different way, and this is the shit you get.
But, you know, some of the shit that I think the general manager deserves to get in this situation, and he will, is that last year the Bears thought Justin Fields was good enough to pass up on C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young. This year they don't. I think Caleb Williams... Listen, I know I just sound like a boomer take here because that's how people take it now, but I think Caleb Williams is a walking red flag.
Yep.
I don't like anything about him.
I think he's a great, talented
player, but I don't think he's going to be a successful NFL quarterback.
I think he's another Ryan Leaf.
Snowflake.
I mean, I really do. I definitely agree with your assessment on him.
Listen,
I
got
just the more he talks, the less I like him.
Yeah. Can we get an honest take?
Yeah.
My take?
Yeah, you said you had a take.
Oh, yeah, go
bring
ahead.
Back OJ.
Oh my God!
No,
oh,
Jesus.
I mean, well, I mean, I don't know. He could do some commentary. The Z Morning Zoo on Z100. OJ Mason Cameron breaking down NFL games. I mean, it could shoot. There could be something there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Listen, I got to ride with Caleb Williams no matter what. But I'm gonna get a Justin Fields jersey. I hope that after a year he takes over the Steelers, and I hope he has a lot of success. Because again, I love the kid. I think he did a great job under an immense amount of fucking pressure in Chicago. Thought he handled everything well. The locker room fucking loved him. Every defensive player. You know, Bubba, when you win over the defensive players, I don't think it can be that much of an ass bucket. The defense loved him. They were tweeting yesterday about don't fucking talk to me and how pissed they were. So, you know,
I think the Chicago Bears are the worst managed team in the NFL.
I would probably go to ownership,
and I think that starts with the Trubisky shit. It started. That's where this whole avalanche of fuckery with
what
the Bears.
What about Rex Grossman? What about
Kate come
McNabb?
On? The Bears sucked ass for a long time.
Back a long way.
Yeah, but they also had Khalil Mack. I mean, they've had some good shit too.
Yeah,
they went to the playoffs the one year. They had the double doink, Bubba. I mean, like we're cursed.
Mr. Trubisky.
It's fucked, and that was Trubisky. Yeah, we almost beat the Eagles.
I mean, I think I put them up with the Washington Commanders. And okay, that's pretty sad.
Well, yeah, all right. That actually really fucking stinks on me, but. I did say a lot about your choice of clothes, so I will take that.
Yeah, you're being a little fuckboy on air.
I'm just jealous. I can't get my own fucking Jeff socks.
All right, so we all got to get out of here. Seth, they're going to take pictures of you.
Awesome.
And then everybody kind of needs to get out of the studio and let the guys have the studio. So, Anna, don't be a fucking lingerer.
No, I'm out of here. I'm getting the fuck out.
All right, perfect.
Don't sit in your car in the parking lot either. Go!
Yeah, just leave.
Mind your business, bitch.